Next on Gospel of Life, see how the connection between abortion and racism is being exposed. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by Reverend Rusty Thomas and Janet Morana, our associates in this ministry. Good to be with you again.
Thank you.
Well, where were some exciting events that you were telling us about? Bring us up to date on some things happening over in Waco.
Well, Father Frank, I've been ministering there, you know, locally for about 13, 14 years. By far, our recent events and ministries has had the greatest impact up to date.
It's
very, very encouraging on a number of fronts. What we decided to do, Father Frank, is to participate in a direct mailing. You know, Mark Crutcher, he has those Nazi choice pamphlets that expose the hidden works of darkness. In other words, what is the root of abortion in America? Mm-hmm. And people would be surprised to know that the root of abortion in America is racism. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she adopted the eugenics philosophy that, you know, was trying to bring about, you know, the thoroughbred races and, you know, more from the fit, less from the unfit, you know, that the choking underclass were human weeds that needed to be exterminated. And, you know, I mean, it was just clear that she had bought into this superior race, you know, the Aryan, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed race was the superior race, and we need to diminish the others.
So this pamphlet, in other words, exposes this connection.
It exposes the connection.
Quotes this, some of this stuff.
Yes, I mean, there was one quote, you know, Margaret Sanger talked about hiring Negro ministers and basically used them to introduce the Planned Parenthood agenda into the minority communities, and she clarified it by saying, we don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the one who could put that thought down in case it occurs to one of their more rebellious members. And so clearly she had an agenda, and it has worked, and it's worked very effectively, because black women, they make up maybe about 12-13% of the population, they are having over 35% of the abortions.
Yeah, that in itself should make alarms go off in people's heads.
Right, and, you know, people listening may not realize who Margaret Sanger is. That she, in fact, is the founder of Planned Parenthood in the early days, basically. And initially, she was for birth control, so that these unfit or different races would not reproduce.
Well, her exact quote was the roots of birth control. Her whole purpose for birth control was to bring about a purer race. Mm-hmm. It was to weed out what she thought were inferior races. And we don't understand these truths. We don't understand the historical record. And of course, if you don't understand history, you're condemned to repeat it. And it has allowed it to take root. So what we did, Father Frank, is Mark was very gracious to us. He gave us close to 10,000 of these pamphlets, and we identified the zip codes where the minority community lives in Waco, and we sent out these pamphlets. Well, somehow the local media got wind mm-hmm. of what we were doing. Next thing we know, we're front page news on the Sunday Waco Tribune paper. I mean, they had my picture up there, you know, and everything like that. He's the evil one who's done this, and, you know.
And they were objecting to what? You guys sent out right. this mailing, right?
Right?
They were objecting to getting this information
in
the mail.
And to their credit, Father Frank, they quoted me accurately. Mm-hmm. They did not spin it. Of course, they had their, you know, mm-hmm. quotes by Planned Parenthood and the racial relations of, you know, Waco and things of this nature. Now, one of the interesting things is, you know, it brings out, you know, lynching is for amateurs. In other words, you know, Mark talked about Klan Parenthood. Right. In other words, to use something from history to expose the racism of today. And, well, unbeknownst to Mark, for the past year, Waco has been embroiled in about looking back 100 years about actual lynchings that took place in Waco. And so this was kind of fresh in people's minds. Of course, that pamphlet went out, which is talking about the lynching of little black baby boys and girls today. Well, there was an uproar. Oh, it hit a nerve. It was huge. And, of course, they asked me to comment on that. And I said, you know, this is what I find interesting about America and our minds today. You know, we're dealing with a situation in history that we were not personally there. Right. We had no personal involvement, and we're really not personally responsible for what took place. And so here we passed resolutions, you know, we cried crocodile tears, oh, how could this be, you know what I mean? And we tried to assuage the guilt of the past and all these different things. But here in our day, little baby boys and girls, black, white, and Hispanic, are being torn apart in their mother's wombs. And this is a racism that does not lead to slavery. This is a racism that does not lead to segregation. This is a racism that's leading to the death of little babies made in the image of God. Where's the outrage? Where are the resolutions? Where are the crocodile tears for those children that are being lynched? You know, it is a racist organization, Planned Parenthood. You know, you don't find Planned Parenthoods in white communities. And you got to ask yourself, why? Doesn't poor white women need the same, you know, care and reproduction, you know, rights and things of this nature? They're always in the minority communities. So anyway, it was Front Page News, and then Channel 25, the television station, followed up, and we were on the television. Now, this is before the pamphlets even hit, Father Frank.
Oh, this is before
the pamphlets. This is before. So the community is being stirred up.
Yeah.
Okay? And this thing is being exposed. All right? And they even got quotes from Mark and Life Dynamics.
See, this brings up something. We've discussed this many times in the past. Some people, when they plan their pro-life activities, want to plan things that are going to make them accepted by the community and are not going to, quote, rock the boat. But in reality, when we're dealing with an evil like abortion that people want to ignore, the only way to get the message out very often is to rock the boat, because, in other words, we shouldn't look at it as a negative that this stirred up all this kind of controversy in the community. You knew what you were doing, and you were ready for that. And some people would look at that right off the bat as a negative. They don't understand how you reform social evils. You reform social evils precisely by stirring up enough controversy to force people to confront the issue.
Right, to even think about it. I mean, very often, I think in this country, the word abortion has lost meaning. You know, this pro-choice sounds kind of warm and fuzzy and nice. Yeah, so unless we do things like Reverend Rusty's done in Waco, and we stir the consciences and get the discussion going, it's just going to go on business as usual, like no big deal, and that's what we have to do.
We had a great time in Waco recently when I was there, too. We had a tremendous banquet there, and a lot of good people came out. But we want to learn more about what happened there than when you did send out that mailing and some of the other things, and some of the lessons we can draw from that for pro-life activism in other cities as well. So stay with us, folks. We're going to learn a lot more, and we'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Welcome back. We're with Reverend Rusty Thomas and Janet Morana, and Rusty's telling us about some really good pro-life activism that took place in Waco, Texas recently. Talk to us more about what happened.
Well, It did stir the city. They were in an uproar. And what was interesting was on the heels of that, you know, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a certain thing be established. Mm-hmm. And so we had the witness of the media. And what was so special about that, Father Frank, this connection has been there since the beginning. This was the first time, to my knowledge, that the media allowed this truth to see the light of day. The
connection between abortion and racism.
Abortion and racism. It's always been censored. It's always been suppressed. It's always been denied. But it actually got to see the light of day.
Why now did they allow that, do you think?
It's a mystery to me. But I will tell you this. The reporter, the television reporter, after he got done doing our interviews, he came to me privately. And he said, Rusty, I got to confess to you, I'm pro-choice. He said, but the issues that you have raised has got me thinking, and he wants to meet with me privately.
Really?
Yeah. He's not far from the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, this has opened the eyes of many. That's the testimonies that have come through. And then so we had the witness of the media, and then we had the witness of the pamphlet itself. Mm-hmm. Now, it went to the minority community, and as God would have it, it didn't hit all in one day. It was spread over 5 days. And so it hit on a Tuesday, then it hit Wednesday, it hit Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so the anticipation and the coverage, it was building and building and building. People were upset. They even called the post office. How dare you? You know, send this to me. And like, I'm just the post office. You know what I mean? I'm just doing my duty. And of course, they called Mark. A lot of angry callers. But a lot of these angry callers, when they called Mark, some of them, by the time they got off of the phone, asked for more materials.
Yeah. Look at that. You see, and again, people say, oh, well, the initial angry reaction, they see that as negative. No, that means people are being stirred up and moving, starting to move often in the right direction.
Well, Father Frank, look at the gospel. Look at the book of Acts. Everywhere the early church went, there was either revival or riots. There were uproars in the city. And for some reason, the American church doesn't recognize when God is truly at work. It's not all pleasant and peaceful and calm. Sometimes it's a mighty Russian wind. Sometimes there's uproar. It stirs people. But those things that are lying dormant now have a chance to rise to the surface so God can deal with the hearts and minds of men. And so on the heels of that, we had Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson come in, and we held a press conference in front of Planned Parenthood.
Oh.
Now, and this is another interesting situation. Pam Smallwood, who's the director of the Waco Clinic, she's no stranger to the camera. She refused to be on camera when it came to this issue. Now, she disputed the claims, but she just faxed over a statement to the television statement, which is a television statement station. And so you know that she does not want to be seen connected with this. Okay.
Yes, yes.
There's a certain amount of fear here that if this gets out, Planned Parenthood is in trouble. Okay. And so... And I do know this, Father Frank, because they knew Jesse Peterson was coming in, and he was a black preacher who's written extensively about this, that they're going to want to censor and suppress his message. Because Planned Parenthood did complain to the media, how can you treat this as a newsworthy story? And so I knew that probably the press was going to boycott his coming. But one television station showed up, Channel 25, all right, and they allowed him to speak directly on it and to affirm every truth of that pamphlet. And it went over the airwaves. And since that time, Father Frank, there has been testimony after testimony of people's hearts being touched, their minds being changed, their eyes being opened to the truth. And that's what truth does.
That's what it does.
You know, maybe some people watching right now and say, gee, I'd like to get a hold of that pamphlet. We should let them know how to get the pamphlet.
Yes.
From Life Dynamics. And we'll put the number up where they could call. And they'll send them a free sample. And then, you know, Rusty, maybe you could help people who are saying, like, you know, there's minorities in my community. We know there's a Planned Parenthood nearby clinic. Mm-hmm. How can we help walk people through, like, how easy this project was to do, stir the pot?
The first thing we got to recognize, these are the people being targeted.
Yes.
You know, in the name of love, compassion, and care, there's a black genocide taking place. You know, this is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and they have targeted a certain race, a certain people, for their decimation. And so as Christians, if we see this is where the people that are in danger or being threatened, we have the moral obligation, you know, to give warning. You know, like Ezekiel, you see the sword coming, you have to sound the trumpet. You got to tell these people, hey, there's a sword that is being unleashed against you. You know, take precaution, you know, and that's what we did. Now, you know, some eyes are still closed to it, but other eyes have been open and they've made the connection.
Well, the good news is to tilt the balance in our culture between one that allows abortion and one that doesn't. You don't need all the people on board.
Right.
You just need a certain critical mass, enough to begin to tip that balance. And what you're saying here, the experience you had in Waco with this project, again, affirms to me what I've often said, that abortion destroys itself. Once you can expose its evil, and its evil includes the roots of it in racism, as you're describing, then the light of human conscience immediately knows that it needs to be rejected, this practice. And so most of the battle is simply exposing the evil to the people in the public. Because it's evil enough for them to already be persuaded. All they need to do is see it. That's really the battle. Some of the people think the battle is, oh, well, you know, we need to convince people by these long arguments and we need to persuade them. You need to expose the evil. And don't be afraid to rock the boat. In fact, Scripture tells in the Acts of the Apostles, the Christians were the ones who were turning the world upside down. That's much more than rocking the boat. We've got a whole world to turn upside down. That's right.
No, so I just hope people call Life Dynamics to get a sample of that brochure, because I think this is a very doable project for pro-life groups in their area to do, to say, get this brochure out there and expose the prejudice here that's being done
exactly. In
minority communities with abortion.
Well, and I think to a certain degree, because of the condition of our black brothers and sisters in America, I believe once the blindness is removed and the truth comes to them, they hold a major key, I believe, in seeing America restored, mm-hmm. because they have been the target of so-called liberal help, which has just absolutely destroyed the black family. And, you know, the black man left the home and, you know, civil government, Planned Parenthood, and corrupt black leaders stepped in to fill that void. And women and children are prey, and they are being destroyed. So we do need to sound the alarm and rescue our brothers and sisters.
Well, thank you both for sounding the alarm and for being, as usual, with us on the Gospel of Life program. We look forward to talking with you again soon. Brothers and sisters, 150 years ago this year, the Dred Scott decision was handed down. And Dred Scott was told by the United States Supreme Court that he did not have rights to sue in federal court. This was a decision reinforcing and reapplying the evil of slavery. The evil of segregation also haunted our land. And today, the evil of abortion falls into the very same trap, perpetuates the same error that some people are not equal to others. We thank you for what you do to bear witness to the fact that every human being is created equal. Together, with joy, with courage, let's continue to speak up for and defend that equality. Now, stay with us. You're going to learn about ways that you can support our ministry. And then we're going to have our action segment where you can learn even more ways of building a culture of life. Stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ. and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the powerful booklet called Pro-Life Answers. This will equip you to answer any argument that abortion supporters throw your way. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign. You will watch the testimonies of women and men who have lost children to abortion, but who have found healing through the blood of Christ and have proclaimed that healing on the public streets of America. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll include an autographed copy of Father Frank Pavone's book, Ending Abortion, Not Just Fighting It. This book will provide numerous insights into the pro-life cause, such as those you learn on these programs. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome back to our action segment. Janet and I share in this part of the program some practical things that you can do, products and tools you can use to spread the pro-life cause. You'll see more and more young people involved in the right-to-life struggle across our country. And if you ask them why they fight abortion, they will say, it could have been me. They're very much aware that Roe versus Wade in 1973 declared them to be non-persons because they were in their mother's wombs after that tragic and mistaken decision. Therefore, deathroe.com has been established. Death, R-O-E. com. Roe versus Wade, causing the death of tens of millions of babies. We tape these programs from the studios of Life Dynamics, and Life Dynamics and Mark Crutcher, the president and founder, have set up this website as a place in the movement for these young survivors to come to take ownership of their own efforts to advance the cause of life and to find resources from around the country. Janet, this is really taking off nicely now, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because, you know, first of all, the kids are all over the Internet anyway. I mean, that's just a natural thing. They're in chat rooms, they're talking. And on this particular website, there's several opportunities for them. First of all, they themselves can register as a survivor. There's a memorial wall. So it's kind of like the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, you know, with people who were killed in the Vietnam War put their names on a wall. Well, these kids, it's an Internet wall. And they could either put a little blurb about themselves, even post their picture up on the memorial wall. But then in addition, there's products, Death Row T-shirts. Then there's a survivor's bracelet. And it has their survivor's number is the date of the passing of Roe v. Wade. And there's other products up there for them. And then also there's an opportunity to connect with other youth groups around the country that are pro-life youth groups. And so we want to ask church groups right now, do you have a youth group? Obviously, you're pro-life. You're not up there. Go up there and register, because this is a way for more kids to get involved in youth groups, in youth ministry, and as survivors of abortion, to really speak out of why they're pro-life.
You know, I have always said the youth are not the future of the pro-life movement. They are the present Sure. leaders now, because they're leading their peers. They're leading the rest of society, because they are the ones, because they were declared non-persons, who are now able to provide a voice in the movement where they're literally speaking for themselves. The fact is that they know they are a person today, they were a person yesterday, they were a person the day that they were born, and they were a person in the day before that, too, in the womb, all during their time in the womb. And this is what Death Row is about.
That's right. You know, especially like the T-shirts, a lot of these schools have in the spring Pro-Life T-Shirt Day. Well, maybe they'd like to get one of these new Death Row T-shirts to wear to school on Pro-Life T-Shirt Day, or wear it any day to school, for that matter, or go to a church outing or a picnic wearing that T-shirt. It really makes people think about the abortion issue. You know, they might be teaching lessons to the adults in their community who consider themselves somehow, quote, pro-choice still. If these kids are wearing that Death Row T-shirt, it's going to pose conversation. People will say, well, what's that about? Well, there you go. Now's the time to have a pro-life discussion by wearing that T-shirt.
The presence of deathrow.com is not only important as a place for these young survivors to go, but also for all the rest of us to go there too, to understand what has been identified as abortion survivor syndrome, especially if we're interested or are involved in some way in the education of the young, or pastors in churches, youth ministers, in understanding how we can minister to young people. If we're going to minister to or educate the young or lead them to Christ, we cannot ignore the impact of being an abortion survivor. It shifts the entire foundation of their understanding of life, of God, of family, of love. We see survivor syndrome in the anxiety and guilt that they feel for having survived, much like soldiers who come back from battle and have lost their friends in battle. So this is a phenomenon that cannot be ignored, and that's why we're promoting deathrow.com.
Yes. And again, go to that website and get involved, order the product. If you have young people in your own family, encourage them to visit the website. Once they do, they'll be hooked, and they'll be getting all their friends to go there also.
Thanks for all that you do, brothers and sisters, for the cause of life. Continue to join us on Gospel of Life. Tell your friends about our programs. And let's keep each other in prayer as we continue to fight abortion.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life, because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help.
I want to be a fireman when I grow up.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the powerful booklet called Pro-Life Answers. This will equip you to answer any argument that abortion supporters throw your way. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD of the Silent No More awareness campaign. You will watch the testimonies of women and men who have lost children to abortion, but who have found healing through the blood of Christ and have proclaimed that healing on the public streets of America. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll include an autographed copy of Father Frank Pavone's book, Ending Abortion, Not Just Fighting It. This book will provide numerous insights into the pro-life cause, such as those you learn on these programs. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.